Sarah Jane King.
Saturday and Sunday, 7 to 10 a.m.
All right, 7:32. Let's see what Jeff's got for us. Morning, Jeff.
Thanks, SJ. Good morning. A 32-degree day. The wind starts out of the southeast, swings slowly to the end of the day as southwesterly, and the weather will start to get progressively cooler as we enter the early part of the week. Peninsula Ramblers, today's hike, Silvermine and False Bay Coast, an 8 a.m. meeting at 110 Boys Drive. Initially, you'll kick up a fairly steep ascent with some great views out over False Bay and the coast, and you'll also see Stonehenge above Musenberg. The circular return route will take you back to the cars via the old mule track, peninsularamblers.org.za. That's the website if you want to get a look ahead of time at the hikes. Some concerning news from Friday. The South African government have granted annual trophy hunting and export permits for dozens of big game, and that includes 10 critically endangered black rhino, a similar number of leopard, and also they've given permission for dozens of elephant to be killed by trophy hunters. The Shannon Elizabeth Foundation, they're based in Cape Town as a local NGO. They do more than fund and run rhino conservation work and upliftment programs. They're also on the ground dealing with rangers and parks, women empowerment, and local communities throughout Southern Africa, very much getting their hands dirty and working with the teams. And here is their founder, Shannon Elizabeth, who reacted to Friday's news.
I think the fact that the South African government is saying that the black rhino numbers are on the rise and therefore it's okay to hunt them is fraudulent and appalling. We're fighting every day to keep these critically endangered animals safe. We can't afford to lose rhino of any subspecies at this point. Poaching is as bad as it's ever been, and unfortunately, there are just so many less to poach that it's easy to fool people into thinking that poaching is down because the numbers appear low as compared to the past. But for every rhino lost, we're also losing every offspring they would have had in the future. So one rhino killed is not one rhino lost. It's so much more than that. And for anyone to say that it's permitted and justified to allow the killing of a critically endangered animal is completely incorrect and an outright lie. And the fact of the matter is that trophy hunters like to claim that the money from hunting for sport goes into the local communities. But that's been statistically disproven in almost every instance. That money goes primarily into the pockets of the few people involved in facilitating the hunt. Nothing more. So this news is disgusting, disheartening, and furthers the sentiments that South Africa is challenged in its morals and ethics. South Africa should be implementing policies that attract investment and tourism into the country, not giving people reason to go elsewhere.
That's Shannon Elizabeth from the Shannon Elizabeth Foundation. Just a reminder for Cape Town climbers, Block 11 are hosting the Western Cape Climbing Provincial Bouldering Event today at Block 11 in Deep River. And the province's finest boulderers will be in action battling for a space to compete in the national event that happens next month. So you can take a trip out to Block 11 and maybe take some of the youngsters if they're interested in bouldering and go and watch the top men and women in action. And that's just the other reminder, of course, the 19th annual Wavescape Surf and Ocean Festival, running for 11 straight days, kicks off tomorrow. And tomorrow's event, art boards go up at Jack Black's Tap Room. They'll be auctioned on March the 9th. And on Tuesday, the 1st of March, Oceans Alive will be happening at the Two Oceans Aquarium. But you can go onto the Wavescape site on Facebook and go and have a look at what is happening. That's it from me for this weekend. Have a great week, and we'll chat again next Saturday.